brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've been on air 24 hours, and ladies and gentlemen, three more straight ahead. We have now kicked in, not just on the internet streams, the free video streams, the audio streams, and some AM and FM's carrying us, and even a TV station down in Houston in the last 24 hours. But now the final three on the official radio show. It is Friday, the 15th day of October, 2010, 11 a.m. and 52 seconds straight up. And Houston, we are go. We are go. Buck Rogers, blast off. We're getting up close to $350,000. We're going to have the latest tallies here pretty soon. The phone lines are going crazy with the InfoWars, MoneyBomb.com 2010. And we've got Bob Chapman with all things happening in the economy and more coming up. Of course, yesterday we kicked off the Money Bomb with Lou Dobbs and then Alan Watt and David Icke and just so many other people, Max Kaiser, Gerald Celente, Luke Radowski, Richard Reeves, Dr. Stan Monteith, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Childress, Jeffrey M. Smith. I hope I'm not forgetting anybody here. Webster Griffin Tarpley, Dr. Tarpley. And we had a surprise call from George Norrie. He called here to the office and wanted to come on. He was on with us for 30 minutes and plugged it on Coast to Coast AM. He was on about an hour before Coast to Coast AM kicked off at midnight central. Just an unbelievable outpouring of support, real grassroots, small donations, not big fat cat Republican or Democratic donors out there, but grassroots. And I think if people keep giving the way they are, we're going to reach our goal to continue our operation and finish the TV studio and go to the next level. And it's buying the books, the videos, the DVDs, the shirts that gets the word out, and it's symbiotic. It supports the operation, the literal tip of the spear. And we're just so honored and blessed to be here with you today. I know I had a bunch of callers holding. And let's go through some of those. They've been holding about 30 minutes. Make sure they're all good and ready to go because I got a bunch of economic news, world news, really scary news dealing with WikiLeaks, some amazing news dealing with cancer. That is all coming up. But I just want to encourage everybody, if you want to be part of this 2010 money bomb, we're going to get into 400,000+ by the end of this broadcast in the next 3 hours. And then I would imagine following past trends with all you great supporters out there over the weekend, we should get right up close to 500,000. And when the mail comes in the next week, it's already pouring in. We should go above our goal of $500,000. And that is so exciting. And I just appreciate everybody's support. We got seven great people up there answering the phones. 888-253-3139. If you want to call and donate a dollar or $1,000 or $10,000. You know, we're asking you to support us if you believe in the information we cover here. We're not putting a gun to your head like the establishment control freaks do. And, you know, we spend so much of our time just trying to raise the capital to keep this operation going, and we couldn't do it without you and the spreading the word and everything you do. And I tell you, I've hit my third or fourth win now here going into hour number 25. And it's just great to be here and to see all your support and all of us working as a team and the great crew out there. I took about an hour and a half nap over airing some exclusive video interviews. Jaron took about an hour nap. Filbert had a nap. Marley's had a little nap. Matt's had a nap. A lot of folks left about 3 in the morning and have all come back there in the back answering the phones. We even had our great video editors like Rob Jacobson and others answering the phones and taking your donations. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139 to be involved. Or the easiest way is to go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, or you can just go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and link through in over to that area. We're in hour number 25 right now. You can see there up on the screen, InfoWars.com to donate by credit card or PayPal, or you can also write to us, InfoWars, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. This is it, human resistance against dehumanization and total enslavement. And resistance is victory. No army can stop an idea whose time has come. We'll be right back after this quick break with all the news.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. There's masses of key news taking place, huge things happening with the dollar and markets all over the world, so much happening with the elections coming up. We are now into the 25th hour of live broadcast. We kicked it off at 11 a.m. yesterday, 24 hours and 8 minutes and 47 seconds ago. And the InfoWars 2010 money bomb has already been a huge success. I want to commend from the bottom of my heart and thank everyone for making all this possible. People 15 years ago tuning in and supporting us when we started. People 13 years ago getting my first film when I offered it and making copies of it, giving it out to people. The pioneering of viral videos on the web, the pioneering of confronting not just politicians but global controllers and the elitists in their face at events to let them know that we're aware of what they're doing. All of it, pioneering so much, and we couldn't have done it without your help. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com if you want to be involved in this historic event. We're going to be getting those latest tallies. Have we updated the tallies yet? They're working on that, correct? I know you guys are exhausted, but the back office did have a little bit of sleep last night. So I want to find out about that and let people, you can find out the latest numbers at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Or you can just link through at InfoWars.com, or you can call and donate right now, 888-253-3139, and decide which side of history you're on. We've had a lot of callers holding, and we've got them on our own phone line system at 888-201-2244, if you want to call in on that, 888-201-2244. And on the Genesis phone system, 800-259-9231. Though we're just opening those phones up, 800-259-9231. And I've been marathon transmitting. I'm going to get to all the news and information coming up. Bob Chapman joining us, Paul Watson as well. But right now, let's go ahead and go to Matt in Indiana. Matt, I really appreciate you holding. You're on the air, sir.
Mr. Jones, marathon man.
Good to have you here.
Had some questions for Tarpley and then Paul Craig Roberts, but how about the Federal Reserve Act? Isn't that set to expire here?
It is.
2012 or 2013?
Yeah, 2013, and they want to redo it with even more power. That's what they're getting positioned for. That's a good point, Matt.
Won't that force a real debate finally if Mr. Paul's audit the Fed bill doesn't get something, you know, to
exactly.
It.
Notice how this is all coming up, and the fight is being joined right at that point. And the crimes of these larcenous, swindling, mega criminals, arch record award-winning criminals. I mean, they are the grand champions of ridiculous, obvious evil. And humanity's being given a choice right now. Wake up, take action, resist, or just get ready for absolute degradation.
This science fiction nightmare is all I can call it, and it's just insane trying to wake people up. And the amount of friends I have that, you know, just don't even want any part of it, you know. And it's it was funny because have you ever seen that movie Johnny Mnemonic?
No, but I've heard about it.
Well, about the high tech and low tech, where they give the technology to the transhumanist, and there's a big disease all around called from all the radiation in the airwaves, from all the digital, you know, electronics and stuff, which is actually a disease. And then I think that's kind of where we're heading. I don't know who directed that or, you know.
Oh, that's their plan. All of this has been engineered. It's a predictive programming, frequency pollution.
Have you seen Shutter Island? You want to see evil thrown right in your face, pure evil. Check out that movie, and you'll just be blown away, I think.
Yeah, Rob Jacobson was telling me to see that, and I bought the DVD, but haven't watched it yet on the treadmill, because I don't really like horror movies. I see too much of it in the real world. But give us the basic plot of Shutter Island.
It's Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs. He's some, like, Nazi general giving DiCaprio a ride around in his Jeep talking about how the Nazis are still in this country, and they're running experiments on prisoners, and just pure evil just thrown in your face. It just kind of blew me away. But, man, I appreciate everything you're doing. The money bomb, I hope it goes well. I hope we keep waking more people up. Set your SSIDs on your routers to Infowars.com, Prison Planet, and blast that out everywhere, man. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, that's another thing. After the show ended yesterday, the official three-hour transmission, or I guess four-hour that day, we had the four top search terms in order. very, very exciting on that front. And InfoWars Money Bomb, that search term stayed in there till late at night. I mean, we normally have a search term when we do it, you know, stays up there 2 or 3 hours, maybe an hour sometimes. I mean, this was like, it'd be 7, 8, 9, 10 hours. When I was like midnight, it was the top search. And that had a huge, huge effect. And then all these people out there reading newspaper articles and blogs about it, we're getting what's really valuable, not them tuning in as new listeners donating for the operation, but they're tuning in hearing the truth and all those guests we had on. So very, very exciting. In fact, we probably ought to do another search term today. There's some huge new 9/11 news. In fact, Watson's coming up. I want him to cover that World Trade Center CBS clip that NIST had where they're talking about bombs bringing down the towers. That's a top story at prisonplanet.com. Let's make sure we have that video loaded so we can get to that. Well, I tell you, Dr. Paul Kirk Roberts loved the last hour uninterrupted interview because I am so absolutely tired that I was just real calm and almost like a Georgia gentleman like him. He was just very, very pleased. Very, very pleased that I have been on the air this long and am getting quite delirious right about this time.
talking about the complete collapse of our society. So it's probably a good thing I'm going to be out of here in about an hour and Watson's filling in because I'm not even tired right now. I am exhausted. Think about Strom Thurmond when he was 60-something years old doing a 24-hour, 18-minute record filibuster. Can't go to the bathroom, can't have anything to eat, can have a drink of water, and you can't stop talking for more than 10 seconds. And I'm a young man. I'm a young man of 36 years of age, and I am quite exhausted. I guess they don't make them like they used to. But, oh, Lord have mercy. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, 888-253-3139. And I see Tim out there smiling like a Cheshire cat. Tim Frugier, come on in here. What's going on? You want to be on TV? Yeah, here with us? What's going on? Oh, just watching me act like a goofball?
I just brought new totals up. So.
Okay, what are the new totals?
351.
351.
Yes.
That's why it was my dead reckoning guesstimation an hour ago. So we need to raise $150,000 more, and that's up to the listeners out there if that's going to happen.
Yep.
Place to do it is InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or 888-253-3139.
Phones are ringing off the hook, but we have people here. They hold. We'll get to them. So
phones are ringing off the hook.
Phones are ringing off the hook.
So just hold, please. We got seven people.
Yes.
And we can put some of the crew on it, but they're not good for anything right now, just like me.
Yeah. But, yeah, I just wanted to let you know that. So.
Well done, Tim. Good job.
Thanks.
Who's up next here, call-wise? William in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Okay, thanks, Alex, for having me on.
Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, William?
Well, I'm out of school today because of a chemical spill in my high school. And I got to thank you for having this information out there. But I got to say, I see corruption in a lot of the schools. For instance, there's this medication called Adderall and Ritalin.
Yeah, they got like 20% of the boys on it. Brain damages. Yeah, that's soft.
Yeah, they say people have ADHD or ADD, which is common in almost 50% of the people.
Sir, they've created all these. They've now created scores of mental illnesses if you don't trust the government. They've got a whole listing of them. Oh, you don't like the banks robbing you. You don't like your taxes being raised. I'm afraid you're mentally ill.
Yes,
and the mental health people are dropping by with a SWAT team of people on steroids and cocaine. And if you don't submit to them, I'm afraid you will die.
And what this medication does, it puts you in this zombie-like state where you...
It causes brain shrinkage, heart expansion,
yes,
cancer...
Yes.
It causes you to stunt your growth. But, hey, that's, you know, I've got newscast saying that mercury is good for our children. Listen, William, after you take more medication and after you take the new shots to stop stress and eat part of your brain, you're going to understand that mercury is good. It's a wild conspiracy theory that mercury's not nutritious. What type of wild-eyed nut are you? Next, you're going to tell me cyanide isn't good. I mean, everyone knows cyanide is like ambrosia. It's like chicken noodle soup. It's like mother's milk. I mean, it's like a Sunday morning, on a sunny sidewalk on a Sunday morning. I mean, come on, William. Get with the program.
And as I was saying, so I stopped taking this medication, and the school has been after me for 2 years to tell me to take
it. Well, you know they get federal money.
They get
federal money for damaging you and hurting you. I mean helping you. I mean, they want to help you. This is good government. Huh. Man, William, I appreciate your call, but, I mean, that is really scary. I may have to call Homeland Security on him. I mean, he goes to a government training camp, I mean center, and they want to put him on a deadly amphetamine. I'm even getting involved in the thought of crime right now. I'm sorry. I don't donate to the money bomb right now. We need to
We need to worship the government. I mean, they make the grass grow.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources, Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Cabo Bob's here in Austin, Texas, popular restaurant, just called the office and is donating lunch to us. Well, that's nice. Thank you for that. We certainly hope that everyone will donate to the InfoWars MoneyBomb.com operation. You can call 888-253-3139 if you'd like. We're going to continue with some calls on both phone systems. And I've got a bunch of news I'm going to be going over. Bob Chapman is coming up and Paul Joseph Watson.
As I get dingy here, they're going to take over for me. But Bank of America downgraded by bond markets on foreclosure credit markets. Bernanke sees case for more Federal Reserve quantitative easing. Reuters, that's more money printing, more robbing the value of your dollars. Government, again, says no increase for the next 2 years in Social Security. With inflation, that's a cut in your Social Security. But, yeah, that's how they roll. U.S. consumer sentiment dips to weakest level since July. Well, there's a recovery. The government said so. I mean, come on. If the government says the moon is made of cheese, it is, and everybody knows that. China warns U.S. against making yuan dispute a scapegoat for flagging economy. Bernanke, again, continues with all of his plans to devalue the dollar as boosting the economy. Democratic funding fades, so they're going back to the Republicans. That's just some of what's coming up. WikiLeaks being listed as a terrorist and having their funding blocked. That's in the London Guardian, USA Today. But right now, let's go back to Laura in Montana. Montana, welcome to the airwaves.
Well, hello. I have never called your show before. I thank you for your show. We've contributed, and my husband is a 9AE911 engineer.
Thank you so much, Laura.
You're welcome. And he came on board within the last year. He's done even a presentation for the Rhino Republicans here in Billings, Montana.
A first step into a wider world. How did that go?
Well, it did really well. He took clips off. He videoed clips off of YouTube for the Building 7. That was the key point. And I think he opened some questions again, which is all we want to do for people. And he handed out their brochures and so forth. So anyway, that did go well, I think. I called because I have two questions. Not sure if these were for Dr. Roberts or Gerald Celeni, but here they are. Maybe you have had interaction with them that could answer these questions. And I just wondered, what is the point in owning gold coins or having an IRA in gold bullion, which is only as good as the questionable reliability of the brokerage firm? What's the point since George Soros and his bunch of thieves plan to roll the existing American and foreign currencies into the new world currency or the SDRs? Then won't the price of gold plummet at that point?
Well, they're having a coordinated devaluation, and all the estimates are this new global currency isn't one you'll hold in your hand. It's the directive that the central banks will control what your currency is worth and the interest rate. So it's a global system openly run by the banks. They already run it, you know, the big six mega banks, and that it'll be only valued a little bit more than the sub currencies. This is an inflationary global system that they brought in, and nothing is perfect, but what currency can you get into now that isn't being devalued in a concerted, coordinated effort? So regardless, in my view, you know, gold's up four times in the last 9 years, 10 years, fourfold. And so, you know, and there's nothing perfect in this world, but gold and silver is the best place to be. And people with small budgets, silver's a great place to be. It was $5 an ounce 10 years ago. Now it's almost $25 an ounce right now. And that spot, you know, it's more to actually get it because they have to ship it to you, and the cost they had to get to acquire it. There's got to be some markup, you know, just for the wheels of commerce to operate. Unless you're a money changing New World Order scum like Hillary Clinton. I mean, look at that witch there behind me on the computer screen. We take the images from Infowars.com and the rotator, and we just randomly put thousands of images in here, so they just kind of randomly rotate. People are like, why does this pop up then? Why does that pop up then? But I hope that that answers your question, Laura. There is no 100% thing to do out there. There is no silver bullet, but the closest thing to it is silver and gold.
Right.
That's why it's called silver.
Yeah, I know. If you had invested in Apple, you could say you've made a lot of money, too. And, of course, we can't use the gold coins because it's not legal to use it right now. But
what you do is, you buy a gold coin, and then as they hyperinflate, the gold coin goes up in value, and so you don't have inflation destroying it, because even though the dollar's worth less, when you cash the coin in, you get the inflation reverted back. You know what? I'm going to get Ted Anderson on after the break, Laura, because I'm going to have him talk to you. Can you get, let me make sure I can get him. Make sure we can get Ted in here right now.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
On the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Crank this up for a minute.
Hey, little sister, what have you done? Hey, little sister, who's the only one? Hey, little sister, who's the Superman? Hey, little sister, who's the one you want? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again.
It's a nice day for a white wedding.
It's a nice day for a white wedding.
We need to get Billy Idol on the show.
It's a nice day.
I mean, he is a listener. We've talked to him, but a little scared to come on. Hold on, this is too good. Crank it up, man. My audio is low. Crank that sucker all the way up. I shouldn't be on the air in hour 25, folks. I'm getting a little goofy here. Nice day for a white wedding. Beautiful music.
It's a nice day to start again.
Yeah! Woo! Why don't they make good pop music like this? I mean, the pop music is just... I guess Muse does. Fans of the show as well. Great Patriots. Bellamy's been on the show. Okay, that's enough of that. Look, we're going to win this thing. The globalists aren't invincible. I'm so dingy. It's so simple. I'm trying to explain it to Laura, and they just now tracked down Ted. I wasn't going to have him on right now, but Ted's waiting in the wings. 30-plus years in the gold and silver business. Let me try to just explain this very simply. Will you guys hand me my wallet? It's over there. I don't think there's any cash in it. Does somebody have cash? I think I use my cash paying for pizzas or something. Somebody give me some cash, some ones, some fives. I'm going to try to explain this right now on TV and the radio to everybody. If gold 9 years ago was $268 an ounce, thank you, sir. Thank you, Matt Ryan. Equally insane via sleep deprivation. If gold was $268, I think that was as low, or Ted can correct me, 9-10 years ago, because the dollar hadn't been devalued to the point it is. Gold's really still at $260. It's just that the dollar's been devalued. See, you buy gold when it's $268 an ounce, and 9 years later, or 10 years later, Ted will give me the actual numbers. I know it's roughly 9.5 years or so. Then today, even though the dollar's been devalued, the way I escape this hyperinflation that they've been covering up that's now out in the open is I go and I sell that gold coin to a gold dealer, and he buys it from spots. You can put a little 3-4% markup to pay for his little building or shipping or whatever. And then I get $1,400 or more for a 1 ounce coin. There's the markup there. And so I don't have $268 back. I have $1,400 back. And so people say, well, how do I use coins at a store? Well, you go and exchange that gold or silver, and then you better spend the money quick, though, if you're in hyperinflation. So you get $1,400, and then every day it's being devalued more. Gold might be $2,000 in 6 months or a year or even less. So, you don't want to get that cash back right then and then just save it, because then you'll lose it. Then, see, this destroys savings. It destroys basic common sense. And I want to finish up with Laura, and then I promise I'll get to Keith, David, Raven, Steve, Kevin, and others that are patiently holding there, because I don't lean on the callers. A lot of talk show hosts hang on them and need to take them. We haven't taken many calls in 24-plus hours, as you've noticed. Quite frankly, I just may go into the next day. This feels pretty good, actually. I'm starting to hit my third wind here. But, Ted, did I explain that correctly, or am I wrong?
Well, you're certainly doing really well here. Gold was at $248 an ounce at its low.
Okay, so I started buying a few coins at the 268, so I'm an idiot. But go ahead.
No, not an idiot. It's just, how do you follow it every day? I mean, I'm in the business, so I have to. That's a really good question, Laura. Man, I tell you, if you look at history, I mean, the history of money, when they opened up the Egyptian tombs 6,000 years ago, you found that they were buried with gold. They weren't buried with paper currency at that time, because paper currency developed from gold itself. Gold was money. People were trading gold coins for goods and services, and it was considered legal tender. Actually, there was no such thing as legalizing tender. Tender itself was developed from the free market. People would go in, they would dig gold out of the ground, turn it into a coin. It had a certain value, and buy certain goods and wares. It made
and
it.
And they
didn't
want to haul it with them, and they were going to another country. There were banks or money houses, say in Greece, and then you could go over to Israel, or you could go up to Damascus in Syria, or you could go over to Rome, or you could go over to Babylon, or you could go over to Persia, or you could go over to northern India, and they understood, and you would have a note because they were in trade, that this is a symbol of my 100 talons of gold, and you could redeem it there for a small fee for the transfer. And that's how paper came out, or notes, deeds to houses. It all goes back to gold, deeds to gold.
Yep, that's exactly right. It was just a certificate. It was the specie. Gold was the specie, and that was a certificate that said that you had specie stored, typically at a goldsmith. The goldsmith were the people that made the raw gold that you dug out of the ground that were nuggets and flakes and this type of thing, and melted it down and turned it into a round coin that was recognizable. And the goldsmith had a reputation to make sure that it was pure, and therefore his reputation stood, and you were able to trade that piece of gold in the marketplace because the next person knew that this was the goldsmith that they could trust. When you had a note that said that you had gold on deposit with them because you're afraid to carry it with you, that note was acceptable just as the gold was because they knew they could trust that smith. The United States currency is no different. We had the continental system previous to the currency that we have now, and the currency that we have now was supposed to be representing specie again. It meant that you had gold and silver in deposit, and it was nothing more than a certificate that you could exchange back for that gold and silver.
That's what gold-backed means.
Yep, the gold-backed currency. And, of course, in 1933, Franklin D. Roosevelt, when he confiscated gold in 1933, he took the gold from the people, but then recently, right at that time, devaluated it from $22 an ounce to $36 an ounce just within the next year after he received the gold from the people or took it from the people. Then inflation continued on, and we had an exchangeable currency for gold for foreigners but not for domestic people. And in 1971, Nixon had to shut that window as well. So now we're sitting here with a fully fiat system that has no specie behind it at all.
And so because it has nothing backing it, it's in competition against its great-great-granddaddy. It's almost like the paper is the devil waging war against the creator. I don't mean that in a religious way, but it's an analogy. You've got the devil who's the fake counterfeit, and it's waging war against gold that is the source of the money, the real value.
So now we have what's called legal tender laws. Rather than the open market saying, hey, gold is worth this, silver's worth that, now we have a legal tender law that says, hey, you have to accept this piece of paper in exchange for your goods and services, and it will relieve all debts at the court level. You know, and I understand all that, but, you know, the reality is that they're printing the money. I mean, Bernanke came out today saying that he's going to continue to increase money supply, water down the system, and devaluate the thing. So it just comes down to the point, where do I want to store my wealth? Do I trust my wealth to be stored in paper currencies or certificates of deposit or whatever it is in denominations of U.S. dollar, or do I feel more comfortable with having my wealth stored in gold and silver?
And so historically, if you have gold or silver, and it's being borne out now, again, as another example in lifetime, it doesn't matter if they're devaluing the currency because you can always get that gold turned back in or that silver and get the money at whatever level it is and not lose things through inflation.
Exactly. And it doesn't need to have a legal tender law in order for it to show value.
Yeah,
it has value.
I mean, what do they give? It's the old analogy. What do they in World War II, in Vietnam, even today, what do fighter pilots carry on them? They carry British sovereigns. Because here's the Queen of England. You know who this lady is. This is 24-karat gold. They can fall down in Africa. They could fall down in the middle of South American jungle, with the natives, and they're going to go ooga booga and bow down to that gold. They know what it is.
Yeah, the gold will hold value universally, where the United States dollar is only about trust and credibility and how well people receive it as something of value. And as soon as we lose faith in that currency because we've printed too much, we've resorted to too much inflation, foreigners won't want it. The United States people won't want it. And you lose that faith. That's where hyperinflation is.
And as gold goes up, it competes and shows naked and bare the fraud of the derivative scam now causing the mortgages to implode. Bank of America, again, downgraded by bond markets on foreclosure credit markets. So, Laura, did we answer your question?
Well, you did, yes and no. At that point, what my fear is at that point, especially the latecomers that buy gold. I know you guys bought gold way back when it was $250, but you're looking at people that now are what might be considered latecomers. I don't know.
Well, ma'am, you got to do an analysis. At 1980 inflation, it's $2,500 an ounce. So after we pass the 2,500 rubric, but then inflation will increase so much more, maybe 4,000.
But then there's another example, Alex. In we'll just say 1991, gold was at $260 an ounce. Well, you go back to 1971, gold was sitting at $36 an ounce. So would you be considered a latecomer at $256 an ounce when 1971 gold was at $36 an ounce. The fact of the matter is that what happened is that gold is still buying that man's suit and shoes and a tie, where the United States dollar has, you know, I mean, at that time.
That's right. I mean, you go back 500 years ago, you could buy the finest suit of clothes for silver. I mean, for a gold 1 ounce coin, you could still buy a very fine suit, you know, for $1,400. So it's the same deal. I mean, I don't know how to explain this to people. And they're mining less gold now this year and last year than they're selling. So that adds to the equation, correct, Ted?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, see, gold has a monetary value that it's had for thousands and thousands of years. And, you know, I don't believe that there's going to be some miraculous thing that happens that's going to change that all around, that is going to make the U.S. Federal Reserve note that we carry in our pocket all of a sudden gain, you know, what, 100% of its value, 200% of its value, and force the price of gold.
All right, Ted. Well, between the two of us, we're being obnoxious, and I apologize. Laura, you've got the floor for 60 seconds. I've got to get to other people, but go ahead and make your point.
Okay, I just was worried about that when they, at the point they changed to a new world currency, that might be the point when gold will plummet, and then people coming in late might lose a lot of money. The one other thing I wanted to say was about the Federal Reserve printing and their latest announcement to print another $500 billion. Well, you and I all know that a lot of that money went into Wall Street and the stock market. For the purpose, and now lately, I think for the purpose, in my opinion, of sedating the baby boomers and keeping them from worry so that they won't, crash the system or try to fight the system, as it will. They'll go out and they'll be at their golf courses. I don't know what you think about that, Ted, but it seems to me they're trying to do that, to pump up the stock market. Look at what's happened in the last couple months. And that's all I had to say.
Laura,
you know, as far as the gold planning, I don't know.
Yeah, great questions, great points, and
thanks.
No, thank you. It's that we already have the global currency. It's 97% on average. And Dad, correct me if I'm wrong. Of money is digital worldwide. So the globalists are already issuing SDRs for years. They're just expanding that. These international bankers now don't even need our country. They just go, oh, we have $5 trillion. We'll loan it to you if you give us everything you've got. I mean, they just like, oh, here, I own the planet. Yeah. And bail me out or I'll destroy the economy. I mean, it's lunacy via the public's ignorance of basic facts. Our Revolutionary War was over the money system. All the other major presidents, 1913, it's always about this. Read the Declaration of Independence. Read the Federalist Papers. This is the issue. Not the Dallas Cowboys. Not if you got wrinkles. Not if your belly's hanging out. No one cares. It's money. Okay, if you give a bunch of private bankers the power to create fiat currency, you will wake up homeless on the continent your forefathers conquered. Ted, I'm going to come back with other calls and get into some other issues. And Bob Chapman's coming up. Perhaps we'll pop in with him. And Paul Watson's coming up. But briefly, gold, again, right up there at, $1,380 or whatever, even on profit-taking, it's bouncing right back up. You are running out of the gold and silver that you bought a few weeks ago. What is today's offer, briefly?
Well, 385.20 to be exact was the high today. And again, Frank's at 299. You get the international forecaster with it. Walking Liberty halves, 1177. Silver at $25 an ounce. I mean, we were just touching that just a little bit earlier today. I mean, that is just absolutely out of this. Alex, the thing that ponders me, I mean, I just want to get as many Creature from Jekyll Islands, the book, you know, that 600-page book, in as many people's hands as possible. And the reason why, it's like the best piece of literature that describes and explains what our caller just was talking about, Laura. I mean, she didn't quite know why gold would be a good idea. I mean, this book isn't even written about gold, but you'll understand by the time you're done reading it.
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. It's basically a free silver dollar. And you know, for paying for the book, I know Ted pays $10 for the book, and then he's giving you a free silver dollar. That is about $25 for him to get. So 25 and 10 is 35.
Well, the book was $10 years ago, Alex. They're closer to 15.
No, Ted, I know you're paying 10.
No, I'm saying that I'm not even anymore. They're 19.95 retail. I mean, I think I'm about 12 something now.
Okay, so you're spending $37 on this deal for 26. People don't have to be rocket scientists to figure that out. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. 2237, and you got any of the Buffaloes left? You got a lot of what about the silver half dollars? Where are they at?
Yeah, the silver half dollars presently right now are at $11.77. Again, Alex, it's a great buy. I mean, I just can't say it enough. The market is moving in a direction. This stuff is, you know, we've seen it last year. It's happening this year. The supplies are drying up. You go to a local dealer, they don't even have gold and silver anymore.
And it just gets crazier each year. Folks, I believe now is the time to get in. 800-686-2237. And Ted with Genesis and Midas has been such a great supporter. Plus, you get a great deal. 800-686-2237. Ted, God bless you. We're going to go out with your theme song about I Want the Gold. Go ahead and roll it. We'll be right back with your phone calls. And Paul Watson, stay with us. Got it figured out, folks. The crackhead has it figured out. Do you have it figured out? 800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Off-the-grid remedies can still be grown in your own backyard. Tap into powerful off-the-grid healthcare using all-natural, time-tested herbal medications that you grow yourself with the new Survival Herb Bank. Take the first preventative step against the coming socialized medical shortages with SurvivalHerbBank.com. Traditional herbal remedies have been used effectively for centuries, but the big pharmaceutical and big government cartel can't patent their natural healing powers. That's why they are trying to ban them. The Survival Herb Bank contains 20 powerful herbs, all with proven track records. Records as off-the-grid remedies. And here's the best part. When you grow your own herbal medicines, potencies go through the roof. Learn more at SurvivalHerbBank.com. Plus, get the ebook, How to Grow Your Own Herbs for Survival Remedies, a $39 value free with every Survival Herb Bank order. Now at less than half price while supplies last at SurvivalHerbBank.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. SurvivalHerbBank.com.
I wish a buck was still silver, and it was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis, before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work and still would. Is the best of the free life behind us now? And are the good times really over for good? Are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell?
I was going to get Weldon Henson to come singing there last night. And they talked me into reading and him playing it. And boy, is it bad. But Weldon was great. I think my...
I wish a Ford and
a Chevy. Oh, that's enough. Turn it off. YouTube classics. And then there's the other one with... the other video, the other one where I did... Johnny Cash, Folsom Prison Blues. I think doesn't sound like a chihuahua that's had a tracheotomy. Okay, I'm going to shut up and go to your calls. Keith in Seattle, then Dave, Raven, Steve, Kevin, and others. Keith, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
All right. Thanks a lot, Alex. I'm so glad to be part of this broadcast, man. Great.
It's good to have you here, my friend.
Yeah, I feel the spirit of 1776 rising out of me like a phoenix, man. I'm pumped up for freedom and liberty today, I'll tell you, man.
Well done.
Insert bomb's going great. I gave $10, and I figure, hey, you got like hundreds of thousands, millions of listeners. Everybody is like $5, $10. That's like $5, $10 million. You know, it's easy to do. $10, just, you know, skip your coffee, whatever you're... You know, or something small you're going to spend $10 on today. Just skip that today. Throw it down to the info bomb.
Okay. Yeah, we do it once a year. Third annual InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, folks, or 888-253-3139. It's only a couple hours left, so please join us. You can still keep giving throughout the weekend. We need to hit that goal of 500,000, and I think we're going to hit it if folks keep giving. What else is on your mind, Keith?
All right, I'm just thinking about how I waken people up on every level. Everywhere I go, I see people waking up. I'm 10 years old up in Seattle here and really hitting the streets hard. Like, I'm trying to get, you know, to the underground and to all the, you know, the kids who you think wouldn't really be into stuff like this. We educate them on everything down, about the whole spectrum dominance, you know, passing out DVDs, putting,
Well, we are the people, and if we step up and stand up, we are full-spectrum dominance. Keith, great job. Thanks for the support. David in Jersey, you're on the air.
This is Supreme Master from the Prison Planet Forum, and I want to unleash my ultra-secret info weapon. This is all about the same video material that websites promote, and I've managed to condense this into a single website URL. May I proceed, sir?
Yeah, Supreme Master. You're going to join a Masonic lodge or something? Sure, go ahead. Go ahead.
Activism Overdrive. .110mb.com. M as in monkey, B as in baseball.
T as in turkey.
And if there's any requests that I have for you, I mean, please tell me what you think of that like later or something. You might not have the time to look at it now. But that's all for my call. See you later. Good luck with the money bomb, Alex.
Oh, thank you so much, David. Anybody calling him, calling himself Supreme Master, I love it. Oh, man, I'm losing it right now. We're in the 25th hour of live transmission. Let's talk to Raven, Pennsylvania. Raven. Codename
Raven. Hey, Mr. Jones. Thanks for taking my call.
Raven is live. Transmit, Raven. Give us your alpha scramble. Code authentication.
Mr. Jones.
Hey, Raven.
Thanks for taking my call.
I'm sorry. I'm going to go to break. Come back to you. But start talking. Go ahead.
Okay. I basically had a couple things to say about things crazy going on in Pennsylvania. You've got cameras popping up on a lot of street corners. I think I'm pretty sure that I saw an artificial thunderstorm the other day. That's crazy stuff.
I'll tell you what, stay there, Raven. We know you've got Homeland Security hiring Israeli spies, so. But that's good, like mercury in your shots.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.